Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach, Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Happy New Year, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, and it is New Year's 2017. I'm here with Rachel, and we're here to wish you and your family and those you love a happy, prosperous, abundant, powerful new year. But I want to share first with you a few thoughts that I hope you will carry into this new year, because I believe that these thoughts are going to be the difference between just another year and a year that's extraordinary, a year that's been set aside from all the other years of your life for you to succeed, for you to have the relationship and love and passion that you desire, the money, the abundance, the success that you absolutely crave inside, and the health and vitality and joy that you absolutely need. I want you to have it all. I believe you'll have it all. I'm certain you will have it all if you'll do these things. Number one, I want you to know that your success in 2017 is inevitable. I know the evidence may not point in that direction. Your boss may be riding your ass right now and ready to fire you, or maybe he already has or she has. Maybe your wife has left and said, "Get out of the damn house. I'm done with you." Or your husband is out gallivanting around. Maybe your business isn't making the kind of money that you had hoped, or your career isn't advancing as fast as you had thought. Maybe you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, "I haven't lost a damn pound in a whole year." All the evidence might be pointing that 2017 is just going to be another year. But you can change that right now. I want you to promise yourself that no matter what the evidence shows you, that you will continue to believe that it is inevitable that you will succeed in 2017. It's inevitable that you will have the love you desire. It's inevitable that you'll have the money you crave. It's inevitable you'll have the success, the trip around the world, the new boat, the new car. It's inevitable that your health will improve, that you'll lose the weight that you've been trying to get off, that you'll finally quit smoking or using drugs. It's inevitable. It's almost like you can't F it up. You can try, but as long as you believe it's inevitable that it's going to happen, that it is happening, it will happen. 2017, say it right now, 2017 is my year of inevitability. It is inevitable that I will succeed with my intentions in 2017. I can't be stopped. I mean, I could literally try to stop myself. And it's inevitable It will happen. I will succeed in 2017. I am succeeding right now. This is my year. This is my time. And it's not a year from now. It's today. Happy New Year, baby. It's today. Now, you want to talk about the law of attraction. You start developing that mindset right now, and the universe is going to kick butt to make good things happen for you. I mean that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number two. In 2017, you are going to choose your desires and your intentions and your goals first. You're going to bring them to the surface and you're going to say, yes, this is my year, my time, my intentions, my goals. I'm going to write them down. I'm going to put them up on the board. I'm going to make them a list. I don't care how you do it. This is your year. Put yourself first. Put your family first. Put your relationship first. Put your career first. This is your year. Stop being guilted into being a loser. Stop being guilted into being mediocre. Stop giving in to the weakness of throwing food in your mouth when you're not hungry. Stop settling for a paycheck that isn't even worth cashing. Stop talking about how damn broke I am. I can't do this. I'm tight on this. I don't have money for this. Stop it. 2017 is your year. Oh, I mean it. I really mean it. If you mean it. Number three, resolve to pay it forward in 2017. Look for opportunities. You know, little things. We started it in our own family here. We said, you know, sending out a text message, there's no skin in the game. There's no effort to that. We're sending out real Christmas cards. And throughout the year, we're going to send out emails, but we're going to send out real mail because you're going to get a handwritten letter and you're going to go, wow, he sat down and thought about me and he put energy into it. So I want you to put energy into other people. I want you to pay it forward. I want you to do good things for people. And just imagine all the good things that are going to happen to you. What goes around comes around. Give to get. Yes, I said it. There it is. You're giving. And the more you give, the more you receive. It's an energy flow. It's a cycle of life flow. It's called the law of reciprocity. Start giving to get. You know, look for a good charity. Look for something that you can get involved in where you can send $20 a month and have it automatically deducted out of your check. Do good things for people in 2017. I know some of you are in pain. Some of you are hurting. Some of you are barely getting by. You're the ones that need to give the most. Pay it forward. Well, Max is in doggy daycare, and he'll be there. He's visiting all of his friends for the New Year's. He's going to have a barking good time, I guess.
He loves his little buddy Champ. He gets to see a doggy daycare.
And Merlin and Morty are right here, and we are here with you. You know, our thoughts are with you this New Year's, right?
Absolutely. We're shooting for the stars this year.
And we're sending you good vibes all New Year's long. So please be safe. Drive safely. Yeah, if you want to have a drink or two, that's up to you. But take it easy out there on the roads, okay?
Remember, there's always Uber.
Yeah, there's Uber and Lyft and taxis. And if nothing else, you can always crawl home, right?
And please, don't drunk dial us.
Don't drunk dial. No drunk texting either. No drunk texting.
But have a happy new year. Celebrate and speak a new language of abundance in the new year.
Yeah, this is your year to claim it. You're going there. Nothing's stopping you. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast in 2017. We love you. And, well, we'll see you next year.
Happy New Year.